Okay, let's get into Shabbos Daf Chaf Gimel, and we are in Perek Bamen Malikin, the second half of Perek Bamen Malikin. And yesterday we brought up the sugya of Mekalkel. Mekalkel came up again. Mekalkel is a huge topic. As we know, Mekalkel generally is an issur d'rabbanan. Mekalkel is one of the halachas that come out of Meleches Machsheves. Meleches Machsheves, which is the pasuk describing the work that was done in the Mishkan, is the source for Meleches Shabbos. And Meleches Shabbos, for it to be daraisa, has to be thought out, meticulous, professional work like was done in the Mishkan. And therefore, if it is mekalkel, destructive in any way, Meleches Shabbos Yucha Lagufa, Dover Sheinu Miskaven, Shinui, Grama, Shnayim Shasuhu, any of those, then it could be, not all of those are Lekuliyama included in Meleches Machsheves, but that is the Yesod. And we pointed out in the Hakdama, if you remember, that phrase, Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah, is nowhere in Talmud Bavli or Talmud Yerushalmi Shabbos, right? It appears in other Mesechtos, like Chagiga in the Bavli. But interestingly, it never appears in the Bavli or the Yerushalmi Mesechtos Shabbos. So the Gemara quoted a Mishnah, and the way that the Mishnah was quoted here, even though that last phrase is not in the Mishnah, that we have Kol Mekalkelin Peturin, generally, that's what we hold. All Mekalkelin, all people, all Malachas that are done in a destructive way is an Issur D'Rabbanan, except for Chovel and Mavir. Chovel and Mavir, meaning wounding and lighting a fire, because those inherently are destructive, and yet you're still chayiv, right? And yet the Torah still goes out of its way to matir bris milah and matis reifas bas kohen. Those are the two that are quoted elsewhere, and the fact that the Torah had to go out in the way to matir them, it must be that those are, you know, chayiv daraisa, even though they're not constructive. And we had a machlokas between Bar Kapara and Rabbi Yochanan, how non-constructive, you know, do they have to be? Bar Kapara says, totally, totally. Even they're totally non-constructive, there's no need, right? I wound somebody just to punch him, not because I need the blood. And I burn something, not because I want the afer. Bar Kapara says, even if there's nothing constructive about it, it's still going to be chayav daraisa. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Rabbi Yochanan says, you need to have some type of purpose. Some type of purpose. V'yitzarech ledam, v'yitzarech le'efer. Fine. So then the Gemara says, there's a Mishnah in Baba Kama, we're on Chav Beis Mabez now, is in the Mishnah of Baba Kama against Rabbi Yochanan. Because the Mishnah of Baba Kama talks about where my ox lights a fire on Shabbos and where I light a fire on Shabbos. And the Gemara assumes that the Mishnah compares the two. So in that case, if your ox lights the fire on Shabbos, so then you're going to be chayef to pay for the Gedish, for the other person's haystack. But if I light the fire, I won't. Why won't I be chayef? Because I'm going to be chayef Mishim Shabbos. I'm going to be chayef Misa, which is Kimle B'drava Minei. So the only reason I'm going to be putter for the Gedish, for lighting the dish, is because of Kimle. Mm-hmm. But without Kimle, I'd be chayev, you know, for lighting the fire of the Gedish. But one second, just like the animal doesn't do it for any type of tzarech, so lechora the person also doesn't do it for any type of tzarech. So doesn't that show that even without any type of tzarech, you're going to be chayev? Right, isn't that the case? So that's where we ended. Right, he's only potter because of kimle, not because it's not a malacha. And the Gemara, and the next line, you have to add in a couple of words here, according to Chaim Kadievsky. And if you want to tell me that maybe there's a difference between shogeg and mezid, maybe if you did it b'shogeg, right, look in the Chaim Kadievsky, adds in a line. V'shalo tema le'inyin misa chayev alav shalo tzarech klal. Maybe regarding Misa, then you're chayev, even if it's a Ritzicha, then you're chayev even Shalot Tzorach at all. Umi Misa hu demayri masnisa da hameniach. And that Mishnah in Baba Kama, in Hameniach, that's what that's talking about. V'reb Yochanan le'inyin shogei ka'amar, v'lipater mechatas. Maybe you could be mechalek. Regarding carbon chatas, the rules of chayev and pater mechatas, then you need some type of tzorach. But for Mezid, that's what the Mishnah is talking about in Meniach, saying that's not going to be any tzarech. So should we make that chilek? So the Gemara says, no, you can't make that chilek. Because the rules are always the same between Shogeg and Mezid. Tani, kolam eschayev benafsho, Shogeg, maybe chatas. The rules are always the same for a Maisa Malacha, whether it's Shogeg or Mezid. So that is the question, how does Rabbi Yochanan deal with that Mishnah in Baba Kama? So he answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chananya, Breder of Hillel, Me'acher she'ilu litzarech hayim eschayev benafsho. No, this is a chiddush in kimle b'drama minei. Really, you wouldn't be chayev if it was shalol litzarech klal. But the act is one that had you done this act for a constructive purpose, then you'd be chayev misa. right? She ilu litzarech hayimeschaya benafsho. So if a kan, therefore, afilu shalo litzarech yipater nap tashlumin. That's strong enough to be poter from tashlumin. In inachinami, Rabbi Yochanan would say that shalo litzarech klal is on chayav on Shabbos. But this act is enough to pater the mammon for kimlei bedramine. Because the yisod of this gemara, the gemara doesn't quote it by name, but in the Bavli, it's known as Tana Dvechizkiya. It's in Baba Kama Lamed Hey and Ksubas Lamed Hey. Both that halacha is that kimlei bedramine does not mean because you're getting the higher punishment, we're not going to give you the less punishment, which is one way to understand kimlei, right? If we're going to kill you, we're not going to make you pay. But it's clear, Tana Dvechizkiya says, even if you're not going to be getting the higher punishment, meaning what? The following. If it's a case of shogeg. Case of shogeg, I'm not going to be getting the higher punishment, and yet, it's poter tashlumin. What does that show? Kim le bedrama mine is not about subsuming punishments, but subsuming maisim, about definition of actions. If I do an act that potentially could be mechayiv misa, so that's going to poter the money. So that's shogeg, or in this case, Rabbi Yochanan, in a case where he did a shalol tzara klal. Well, both of those cases, what they have in common is that it's an act that if under other conditions, it would mechayev yumisa, whether you had the right kavana, if you did it with constructive purpose. So that's enough to be poter tashlumin. So that's min hadah. This is, again, quoted in the Bavli from Tana Dvechizkiya, but here it's just quoted anonymously. Maka behema yishalmenu, maka adam yumas. We compare when a person kills a animal, or and kills a person. Just like when a person damages, which is basically anything to an animal, hezek, there's no difference between shogeg and meisid, meaning, what does the Mishnah say in Baba Kama? Adam muad la'olam. Just like there's no chiluk when it comes to an animal, a person is always chayiv money. So af maka adam, so too when it comes to killing a person, so when it comes to killing a person, you're always pater from mamon. By an animal, you're always chayiv from mamon, and by a person, you're always pater from mamon. That's the chiddush of kimlei. Again, there's a lot to talk about kimlei. We know there are two sources in the Torah that the Gemara quotes in Ksubis, in the third paragraph for kimlei b'drava minei. There are two sources. Either Mishem Risha Achas Atamachaivo says Kidei Rish Aso Bimispar in Kiseitse. A person gets exactly his what he did wrong. Mishem Risha Achas Atamachaivo Vi Atamachaivo Bishem Shtei Rishayos. Right, that's one. Bezer could only give one punishment and not two. And the other source is in Mishpatim in Dmei Vlados, where it says the two people are fighting and one of them hits the pregnant woman. He has to pay for the if she loses her pregnancy, as long as the woman didn't die. If the woman died, then he does not have to pay for the Vlados. Those are the two sources. The second one is Misa and Mamon, right? Misa and Mamon. The first one, it just has two punishments, so that could be Malkus and Mamon also. And that's a Machlokes in the Gemara. If you have Malkus and Mamon, which one do you get? If you only get one, which one do you get? So that's the rule of Kimlei. Motzi Shemra, if a man, the Pesukim, also the Parsha in Kiseitse, man gets married and goes to Bezdin, my wife was an Apsula, and he turns out to have lied. So there, the Torah says that the Yisroso, there's Malkus, and the Yonchoso Mea Kesef. That's an exception to the rule. That's why the Gemara Sanhedrin called Motzi Shemra Chiddush. Chiddushu. We've mentioned often, Tosfos in a few places, Yivamastav Zayin, the Gemara said, Tosfos says, Chiddush means Davar Asosir Asaklal. Something that goes against the normal rule of the Torah. Not, I wouldn't have known it without the Torah. Because that's most of the Torah. I wouldn't have known. Tzitzis, Tefillin, Shabbos, Kashrus. But the Gemara doesn't call that a Chiddush. Chiddush means Davar HaSoser Esaklal. It goes against the rest of the system, the rules of the Torah. And therefore you can't learn from there. So Motzi Shemra breaks the rules of Kimlei B'drava Minei. And that's why it's called a Chiddush. Basar B'chalav is called a Chiddush. Usually you put two things that are mutter together. That usually doesn't create an Isser. Basar B'chalav is a Chiddush. Edom Zomimin is called a Chiddush. Because after all, Edom Zomimin, usually, why should you trust the second group? Right? There should be a stalemate. Treu Trei. Right? So a couple of items that are called a Chiddush. A couple of others also, but we'll continue. So that is Kimlei B'drava Minei. It's also interesting what the Gemara quoted, Adam Mu'ad La'olam, right? By Adam HaMazik, Adam Mu'ad La'olam, and you're always going to pay. So too by Adam HaRotzeach, you're always not going to pay. Adam Mu'ad La'olam, there is a machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban. Tosfos and Baba Kama, Daf Chav Zayin, quotes, there seem to be some cases where a person doesn't pay, even by Adam Mu'ad La'olam. Yerushalmi talks about a case where a person's sleeping, and then somebody else, while they're sleeping, goes and puts a rock on their on their bed. And then during the night, as they sleep, they move, and then the rock falls off and goes and damages. Where says putter? Putter? What do you mean? Adamu alolam. Why you putter? And there are other cases, right? There's cases in the Mishnayos and Baba Kama. Somebody's walking in front of me with a pole, with a pole, and I have a board behind. So in some cases that not every time, when somebody makes a short stop, you know, not every time is it going to be the guy's fault. There are cases. Tosfos has a Yesod Gadol, Baba Kama. Adamu alolam, but not by Onis Gomer. Not by Onis Gomer. What is called Onis Gomer? That's a good kasha. But Tosfos quotes four or five cases that prove by Onis Gomer you are going to be putter. And the Ramban argues on Tosfos. The Ramban is not there. The Ramban is in Bab Metzia, Pebez, where the Ramban says, no. Adamu alolam is chayiv even in Onis Gomer. That's a very important machlokas. Aye, what about all the cases that Tosfos quotes? The Ramban comes up with chidushim in all those cases. Maybe it's the other guy's fault. Maybe he's, has some other type of a label. But that's a big discussion. What's the machlokas about? The Tosfos, the Ramban. Is it about hezek? Is it about ones? That's a fascinating inyan, but we will continue for now. Says the Gemara on the top line. Vikasha al debar kapara. So now we'll ask a question about kapara. Bar kapara is the one that says, even shol tzara klal. Right, Chavala and Havara, those two malachas, are going to be chayiv even for no constructive purpose at all. So Gemara says, really? V'kash al debar kapara. But if that's true, that's a problem. Why? Because Havara limdal kol malacha shebetorah. We know the Torah tells us in Vayakel, lo sevaru eish b'chol moshvoseichem. And there's a machlokas tanoim. Why does the Torah go out of its way to single out fire? Right, all the other malachas aren't explicated. Just as Osazakom Malacha. Why is that singled out? So one of the opinions is Lachalik Yatsas. Right? Lachalik Yatsas, Rabbi Nassan. What does that mean? I would have thought that if I did 10 Malachas at once on Shabbos, I'm only Chayav 1. I know it's Shabbos, I did 10 Malachas, 1. I would have thought that. The Keturah goes out of its way to say Srefa by itself, to teach me, just like this one is individual, so too all the Malachas are individual. That's called Chilik Malachos. So that's what Havara teaches me to all malachas. So one second, ask Gemara, Bar Kapara, you're telling me Havara has different rules than all the malachas. So how could that be a model for all malachas? Losvarej, you're telling me that Havara, even Shalol Litzorach Klal, you're going to be Chayef. So how could that be a model? Kolom Litzorach Vahi Shalol Litzorach. All malachas need Tzorach, means Tzorach constructive. Something constructive. This one, Shalol Litzorach. So how could you learn from Chilik Malachas from there? Do you know what the Gemara answers? You're right. He doesn't hold like that, Tana. He must not hold of Chilik Malachas, learned that from Mosvaru Eish. Remember, there's another Tana, right? Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, what do you learn from Mosvaru Eish? You learn from there that Havara Lelav Yatzos. All you learn from there is that Havara is different and more makel than all the other Malachas. It's only Alav, it's not Skila. So maybe that's what Bar Kapara holds. Amar Rabbi Yossi. In Yisbarak Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Havara Limda Akal Malachas Shebetorah. That would be a problem if he holds like that shita, that Havara is teaching me to all other malachas. Rebbe Lezer Omer, but possibly Havara Limda Al Atzma. No, it's only teaching me about itself. Meaning, he holds like the other opinion of the Tanoim, that Havara is Lelav Yatzas, not Lachalik Yatzas, and that's a machlokas elsewhere. Whether, again, Lo Savaro Eish is teaching me something about all malachas, or only by itself. So if it's teaching me something about itself, then it's fine. So maybe that's what Kapara holds. So Gemara says, okay, so how does Bar Kapara know that principle then? We assume that everybody holds up the concept of Chilik Malachos. V'lesler Rebbe Lazar, skip a word, L'chayv akalachas v'achas. Rebbe Lazar / Bar Kapara, he doesn't hold of Chilik Malachos. That if you do five Malachos, it's five different Averos. So Gemara says, no, he has a different source. Ashkach Tani b'shem Rebbe Lazar, Hena. It says in the Torah, Me'achas Me'hena. The Gemara Darshan's Hena. It says Achas and Hena. One, and Hain is a plural lashon. So, Yadarshan, sometimes you could do one thing or a few things and be chayav many. L'chayav kol achas. So, it's different limud, different source he has in that case. Period. Fine. Says the Gemara, Nicha Havara. Fine, I understand how you've explained Havara, the lining the fire. But I have a question. Chabura, what about the other one? Right, the other one that they're talking about here is Chovel. Chovel wounding, which again we said is a question, which amalach is it? But this Gemara is going to seem to point in a very strong direction, one of the opinions. So, Chabura, Av Shelah Litzorech, Vihi Shelah Litzorech. What's the Av Malacha of Chovel? We assume Shechita. shechita. That's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. That's what it seems to be pretty mefurish in this Gemara, as we'll see. So by shechita, so that's av shelo letzarech. You're doing shechita for a purpose. You want to kill the animal. You want to get the meat. You're doing it for a constructive purpose. So the av malacha lechora requires a constructive purpose. The he and stam chavala punching somebody shelo letzarech. You're telling me it doesn't need anything? Meaning the told is more chomer than the av, because the av is only going to be chayv daraisa if it's for a constructive purpose. And the tolda is going to be even for a non-constructive purpose. Stop punching. Does that make sense? That a tolda is going to be more kal than the av? That's a tolda is an outgrowth. Tolda is an offspring. The Rishonim discussed, the Shiva Kubetzes has a couple of opinions at the beginning of Baba Kama, how natural are toldos from avos? Do I really need a makar to teach me that it's a concept of a tolda? Or, obviously, I would have said, this is the av, but toldos are natural. So that's a question in the Rishonim. But either way, a tolda can't be more chomer than an av. But the first daf in Baba Kama in the Bavli says, they're basically the same. The only difference is Hilchos Karbanos. So how could you say that the av is going to be more kal than the tolda itself? That's the question. Because shochet is the av, and that requires litzarech, constructive, and the hishlo litzarech. So the Gemara answers, maybe we're wrong between what's an av and what's a tolda. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bun Amar, is palkan, Rabbi Ozer, Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe Bar Kappara would say the flip it. Maybe Bar Kappara would say, shchita is the tolda, and chovel is the av. Wow. Chad Amar, shchita ikar, v'chabura tolda. Right, one says, shchita is the ikar, and chabura, chovel is the tolda. That's what we assumed. V'chorna, mechalef, and Bar Kappara would hold the opposite. He would say, No, the av is wounding. The Achronim wonder, where was wounding in the Mishkan? Right, if that's the av. So some say maybe it was by the chila zone. By the chila zone. Remember the Gemara in Shabbos, you had to try to get out the dye, and it's a better color as long as you try not to kill the animal without by getting out the dye. So some say that's where it was. Others try to figure out other cases which might be it. But the Gemara says here that maybe according to Bar Kappara, the av is chovel, the tolda is shochet, and therefore you could have an av that's more chamur than the tolda. The tolda is more kal. It is a little tzarachian, because the Gemara on the first daf in Baba Kama in the Bavli wonders and struggles and says there is no difference between avos and toldos. There's no difference. Toldos and kayotze bahem. So what's the difference? According to one opinion, it's hilchos karbanos. But here we have a lemaisa difference. At least by way of an av that does not require tzorech, and it could be makalkel, and the tolda kid that doesn't have to be makalkel. So, okay, but there are other differences also that they asked about it. A tolda shenis yuchla gufa might be enough gamina also. But anyway, this solves and defends at least bar kapara. Okay, next section. Says the Gemara, hivir v'kiba benefiach achas. If I do a malacha by blowing, and when I blow, I do two malachas. What if there is in front of me, there's a candle that's lit, and there's also some embers that are kind of going out that you have to blow in order to make them light? So my one blowing puts out the candle and lights the embers. So says the Gemara, hivir v'kiba v'nificha achas, chayev shtayim. It's two malachas. You did one act of blowing, but you did mavir and machabe. So you can be chayev two malachas. Amar v'avdim yachoy d'Rabbi Yosa had to amra. Oh, if this is true, that you could be chayev Shabbos for blowing, let's take that to another context in halacha. Nafach bekelim v'shibron mishalem mezek shalom. What if I blew at somebody's kli and I broke it? So it must be your chayev nezek, because if it's called your maisa in Shabbos, it must be called your maisa in nezek as well. We assume this is talking about a person blowing, and that it's adam amazik. And the achronim wonder, do you need a makar for that? Right, that a person blow, that's adam amazik. Why would you think that he's not chayev? So some say maybe it means the animal is blowing. It's not you. It gets into the sugyas of tsroros. If you remember the sugyas from the second parak of Baba Kama, tsroros that if an animal blows, because you see from here it's called direct. So maybe even by an animal it's called direct. Remember the case you have the chicken inside the kli and he blows and the whole thing blows up. So discussion in the Achronim about this. Again, this is assuming that you could compare definitions in various areas of halacha. We'll see this throughout the Masechta. Maybe not. Maybe there are differences. Sometimes you have the Gemara compares the two. Maybe there's also a Gemara Baba Kama in the Bavli, Daf Samach, where the Gemara compares fire, Eish. Eish uses wind. So Gemara compares that to Zoreh, winnowing. When I throw up some stuff and the wind takes the lighter stuff and the heavier stuff falls down. So Zoreh, so the Gemara says, Liba v'lif saruach, by Zoreh you're chayev, so maybe you should be chayev for Hilchesh, for Nezek also. So the Gemara sometimes compares, even though they're not exactly the same, they could be different. There's no Malachas Machsheves, for example, by Nezek, right? There's other Mur La'olam. You don't need the Kavana by there. Okay, we continue. Hachoteb, once we're talking about various Mavir and Mechabed, that's what we're talking about here. Hachoteb, Gechalem, Mitachas, Akadera, B'Shabes. What if somebody shovels, they have a bunch of coals. Let's say what do I do with my fire? I take some coals and I turn them over. So basically, when I have coals and I turn them over, I have just done both Mechabe and Mavir. Because the top coals were kind of burning. And therefore, when I turn it over, it's going to put them out a little bit. And the bottom ones, which are kind of covered, when I turn it over, they're going to light more. So really, when I do that act of shoveling the coals, I'm doing both. But the Gemara here says, the Braisa says, Chayiv, I'm only Chayiv for Mechabe. I'm only Chayiv for Mechabe. Why? Because this opinion, we'll see, the first opinion holds, like the shita we mentioned earlier of Rabbi Yossi, of Havara Lalav Yatsas. Havara, why does the Torah goes out of its way to say it separately? Because to teach me it's only a lav, it's not a malacha with skila and chatas. So that's this the first opinion. Even if he did both, but you're only going to be chayev for the malacha, for chatas, for mechabe, for extinguishing. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Ratzah, the chayev shtayim, no. You're chayev too. You're chayev too. Meaning, Havara is no different. You extinguish the ones that are on top, and you lit the ones that are on the bottom. Fine, machlokas tanoim about whether you're chayev for lighting also, and the machlokas is whether havara l'lav yatsas or l'chalak yatsas. But then the Braisa adds in one more line. V'chote gechalim u'mischamim k'negdem b'Shabbos pater. You could rake coals and get warmed by them on Shabbos, and you'll be pater. Who is that like? So we're going to have now 3 days in the Gemara. Who is that following? That if you are raking the coals, and that's not going to be an Issa Daraisa. So 3 days. Number one, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha Amar b'machlokas. Well, this is only going like one of the opinions that was just quoted in the Braisa. Kemanda Amar eino chayev alachas. This is going like the first opinion, that you're only chayev one, meaning Havara is out. Because according to the opinion number one of the Braisa, the Tanakama, Havara l'lav yatsas. Havara is out. The only potential is mechabe. And here, your kavana was only to do havara. You want to get some warmth. So you want to get some warmth here. So if you want to get some warmth, you're only trying to light. You're only trying to light. And therefore, maybe it's not a psikresha that is going to be extinguished. So your kavana is not to extinguish. You only want to light, but the lighting is havara l'lav yatsas. It's not a full malacha. That's why. That's why this opinion, this last line of the Braisa holds, pater. Bram, come on, demar, chayiv, shtayim, chayiv. But if you held like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, that says you're chayiv too, from a chayiv and maver, then you'd be chayiv in this last case. That's number one. So first opinion of the Gemara is, this last line of the Braisa, is it only according to the Tanakama, or even according to Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok? So first opinion is only according to the Tanakama. Because again, why you pater? You only want to light it, so you're not going to be chayiv for mechabe because you're trying not to. And the lighting is not a full malacha because havara l'lav yatsas. Number two, Ra demar Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. No, less kan chayiv shtayim. Maybe even the second opinion in the Braisa. Even Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok holds like Rabbi Yossi l'lav yatsas. Even he agrees that you shouldn't be chayiv at all. When he says two, you're chayiv two, he doesn't mean. He just means you're chayiv two, ela ma'alin alav ki'ilu chayiv shtayim. It's the malacha of havara is going to be lalav yatsas. And therefore, I agree in this last line. But why did I say you're chayiv two? Because it's ki'ilu you did a malacha on Shabbos. L'may nafkamina? It's lesser of a malacha because it's lalav yatsas, not full malacha. But the rules that they had in the days of Bezdid, they buried people in different places, depending on, you know, the level of religiosity. People who were chayiv, skila and sreifa were buried in one area, and chenek and herig in a different area. So this would be considered as if you did the aveira, even though it's not a full aveira. That's why I wrote that you're chayiv too, but really, I hold like the Tanakama. So that's second day in the Gemara. meaning the last line of the Braisa is a Kulei Alma, because both opinions in the Braisa really hold Havara L'Lav Yatzas. That is number two suggestion. Number three suggestion, Amar Reb Yudin. A third suggestion, even if Reb Lazar Bar Tzadok holds L'Chalek Yatzas, meaning Havara is a full Malacha, but he agrees here because he agrees to this last line of, if you're doing it to be warmed, you're going to be Pater. Why? Amar Reb Yudin, Taman Eina Rotza Shiyev Aru Veina Rotza Shiyechabu. When do you say, in this case, here you're not trying to do anything. You're not trying to make them bigger. You're not trying to make them smaller. But it is what the Rav Chaim Kanievsky here calls, Avagavdam Aver Machabe Malacha Sheinetzricha Lagufahi. Really, you're not trying to, you're just trying to get warm next to this fire. Maybe the last case is you're moving. It's muksa, but you're moving it just to get warm. You're not trying to light. You're not trying to extinguish. And therefore, maybe you're doing it for a different purpose than was done in the Mishkan. And therefore, that's why it's going to be pater in the third case. In the earlier cases, in the first part of the Braisa, you want it to light. You want it to extinguish. And that's why it's going to be Daraisa too. But in the third case, you don't want it to light or get extinguished. You just want to move it to get warm. And therefore, it is not going to be chayiv. It's going to be malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. You have to work out, you know, is it psikresha by moving it? If it's psikresha, if it's vada going to happen, then maybe you should say it's chayiv, but the Gemara doesn't get into that. The Gemara here calls it, at least Rav Chaim Kanievsky calls it, a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. Period. Hiviru bishyo. Another case where you do two malachas at once. Let's say I light a fire at the very same second that I cook. Got to figure out what that is. Usually cooking takes time. But what if you have a case where hiver ubishel, right, the carbon aida, babas achas, gocha nafach vehiv iro vaidekach nisbash lakadera. Maybe the item was right before machu ben drusai, and then the second that you lit the fire, so then it became machu ben drusai. Whatever the case is. Hiver ubishel is tani chayiv shtayim. Is tani chayiv achas. One says you chayiv two, right, for lighting a fire and for cooking, two malachas, and one says you chayiv only one. Manda mar chayiv shtayim, achad shemaver, achad shemavashal. One says two, fine, you chayiv two. Manda mar achas, but if you say you're only chayiv one, haydehi, which one? Which one are you chayiv? If you do one act of lighting a fire and cooking, which one would you be chayiv? We'll have to talk about why you would only be chayiv one, but which one? So, Reb Yehuda omer mishum mavir, Reb Yossi omer mishum mavashal. Mavir or mavashal, which one? You might say, Rabbi Yehuda holds the mavir, that's more of the maisa. Mevashel focuses on the totsah. So when you have one act and you have to figure out what you're going to be chayav for, do you focus on the act that was done, the lighting of the fire, or do you focus on the result, the cooking that took place? The kasha, the Rabbi Yossi, kasha and Rabbi Yossi, who says you're only chayav for bishol, havar limdal kol malacha shebetorah, eino chayav mishum mavir, ela mishum mevashel, as we asked on Amud Aleph. Havara is a model for all malachas. So you're telling me that Bishol beats it? As we said, Havara teaches me, L'chalek Yatzas, according to that opinion, that it teaches me the concept of Chilek Malachas, Be'al Malachas. So if you did Havara with Bishol, Bishol wins? No answer given. No answer given to that question. Period. But we're going to relate to that with the following discussion, which we're not going to probably get back to. We're going to relate it probably in tomorrow's daf. But let's at least start. Zar shishimish b'mikdash b'shabes, u'balmum shishimish b'tuma. What about if a zar does avoda in the base of mikdash on Shabbos? A zar is not allowed to do avoda. A kohen is allowed to do avoda in the base of mikdash. The question is, when a zar does avoda in the base of mikdash, he's definitely violating the avera of not being a kohen. He's a zar. But does he violate melech Shabbos? Because really this act is mutter on Shabbos for a kohen. Right, it's docha Shabbos. But he's not allowed to do it. So does he get double averus? If a kohen would do it, it'd be mutter. If he's doing it, it's a problem. Or a balmum. We're talking about a case where tuma hutra b'tzibra, at a time when they're the rov kohanim or tamei, and therefore they would be able to do the avoda b'tuma. But a balmum does it. A balmum can never do the avoda. So does he get the aver of balmum and tuma or not? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya ruba amar shtayim, bar kapara amar achas, machlokas, whether he gets the avera of Shabbos and Tumah also. Masa bar kapar le Rabbi Chiya ruba, asked Bar Kavar Rabbi Aruba. Rabbi Aruba, who says Yechayev 2, Avoda Shahakoin Mutterba, Zar Mechayev Ale? I don't see it. Why should he be Chayev 2? It's Mutter on Shabbos. See, if a Kohen does it, he's allowed to do it. So a Zar, you're going to be Chayev Daraisa? So the Gemara says, he gave an answer. What do you mean? I could give you examples of something that was usur, right? A model of something that was usur and an isur that was removed for a Kohen and not removed for Yisrael. Hare Kemitza. Kemitza, you take the carbon mincha, you do Kemitza, what do you do? Before I take the Kemitza under my three fingers and burn it, before that, the shirayim, the leftovers, are also to everybody. Misha nikmatza, once I do kemitza, asur lazar mataras lakohanim. Once I do kemitza, the kohanim are allowed to eat the leftovers. Right? It's kachi kachim. So isn't that a model where something could be mutter for a kohen and asur for Yisrael? So maybe here too. Right? And that's where you're going to be chayv too. Where I said, no, that's not a good raya. Omer le shanyahi. No, there really, when you do the kemitza, it should be even mutter to a Yisrael. That earlier Isser already disappeared. There's a new Isser. There's an extra pasuk to teach me that even though it should be mutter after the kemitza, there's a new Isser that applies to a Yisrael, to a Zar. So there's no raya that something that was usser to a Kohen could then become mutter to a Kohen and remain usser to a Yisrael. So that didn't work. So we'll try again. We're going to try three times. Let's try to do at least one more. Right, Malika. What about Malika? Right, that's the shechita of a bird, of a chatas ha'of, olas ha'of. Achlo nimlaka, let's say chatas ha'of, because olas not going to be eaten. Achlo nimlaka asher elazel azeh. The bird, before malika is done, is asher to a kohen and to a zar. Misha nimlaka, once malika is done, asher elazar mataras lakohenim. A chatas ha'of, the Mishnah Zvachim says, ein lemizbeach el adama. But the kohen gets to eat it. It's kachim kachim. Right, so is that an example? After malika, the isser to kohen is removed, and it's still asher to a Yisrael. The Gemara says again, no. That's based on a separate Isser. Based on a separate Isser. Period. Let's stop there by Harei Tevel because there's a lot coming up and we will continue. Two more daf here in the second parak of Bam Malikin and Bekes of Shabbos.